Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a special guest. This gentleman became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited way back in 2007. Actually, it was in November of 2007. And during that time, real estate was kind of in its heyday. I mean, people were buying and selling real estate. Things seemed to be going at a very fast pace in real estate. And what most of us didn't know at the time was that there were undercurrents that were occurring in the market where the government had basically pulled back certain guidelines and restrictions with regards to mortgage lending requirements. And it was pretty much kind of like a Wild West way back then. People were buying real estate. Real estate was appreciating pretty fast. And people were getting loans for real estate that, you know, at the end of the day, after we kind of peeled back the onion and found out what had occurred after that timeline, people were getting loans that they probably shouldn't have been getting loans because they didn't formally qualify for the loans. The lenders were just granting loans because the government was allowing them to do that. And the reason I bring all of this up is because my guest today is somebody who started investing in real estate at a time when everything was doing well, everything was going great. And in 2008, the real estate markets were impacted by the fact that the banks had realized that they had maybe gone a little bit too far. And we started to see a constraint in the real estate market, and we started to see prices go down. Well, at that time, when prices go down, what also occurs is the ability for somebody who is well prepared to enter into the real estate markets to get opportunity. And my guest today saw that opportunity. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Mark on the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it was like back in those days and what it was like investing in real estate in a time period where things just kind of jumped on its side, so to speak. And he has seen the real estate market recover and flourish. So with no further ado, let me bring Mark on the show and let's just get inside of his mind and let's learn a lot from him.
Al, thanks for having me on the show today. So look forward to it.
You know, it's always a pleasure for me to have an opportunity to talk with somebody like you, somebody who has gone before me, who has put the map into practice and has flourished from the fact that the map did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, it was a really interesting time back there. As you mentioned, you know, we joined Lifestyles back in 2007, November of 2007. You know, at the time, I was working for corporate America. I'd been with the same company for about 25 years. A lot of experience in engineering, marketing, sales. But my wife and I really were looking to kind of diversify. You know, we only owned our primary residence, so we didn't really have any experience in real estate. And as we started to kind of look around at different investment opportunities, you know, we started to attend some of the real estate training seminars offered by, you know, some famous people you probably know. It was interesting when I was listening to the radio one day at work and came across the Lifestyles radio show. And some of the information they shared on that radio show was kind of intriguing about, you know, single family homes, apartments, being able to leverage the market, being able to leverage your experience, you know, some of the training that Lifestyles could offer. And so it was intriguing enough to me. So my wife and I, you know, attended the one-day seminar, kind of a little teaser, if you will, a little bit more detail. Out of that class, you know, we signed up for the 2 days. And I believe at the time, Dell was teaching those two-day real estate classes. And as he began to go through the numbers, I think he started off with single-family homes on the first day. And then the second day really got into apartments. As we began to understand the leverage you have with apartments, you know, if you buy a good apartment in a good location at the right price, but then as you begin to add value to it, you know, you kind of fix it up, maybe fix up the units a little bit, and then enables you to raise the rents, make it a better place for people to live, and begin to look at the net operating income, which is really a function of the value of the property, you know, I quickly realized that you could make, you know, a very good return on your investment by getting into real estate. And as you kind of mentioned, so back in, you know, 2007, you know, prices were really still good. The market was really good. This is right before the economic downturn in 2008 or 2009. So we were pretty optimistic that if we could get the right training and mentoring, that we could have a lot of success in the real estate. And I think at the end of that two-day lifestyle seminar that Dell Walmsley taught, and my wife and I were the first two people to sign up, in large part because we, you know, we'd done our homework looking at other options, and this was the very best one we came across. So we were ready to kind of jump in and get our feet wet.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to break. And what I'd like to do when we come back from break is to talk about those first investments that you got involved with. And more importantly, we're going to ask the question, why those? We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, my guest is Mark. And Mark has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since way back in the day, back in 2007. And what I want to talk about in this segment is I want to talk about the things that Mark originally did when he first completed the educational courses that we offer and why he did what he did. So Mark, what was the first thing you went after? Was it single family? Was it multifamily? What was your strategy back then?
Yeah, Al, that's a good question. You know, my wife and I did it together. I was still working for corporate America. So we knew we wanted to get into apartments, and we knew we wanted to become a lead investor, but we knew we needed to kind of take some baby steps along the way. I mean, so one of the first things we did, we just went out and bought a single family home. We bought it, fixed it up, refinanced it, took all our money out. Now today we still own it. It's all paid for. We make about $1,400 a month off of it. But then after that single family home, we wanted to get into the apartments. So we began to look around through some of the mentoring, networking with other lifestyles, investors, and particularly as we attended the road trips. And the road trips enabled us to go visit other lifestyle owner properties and really see how they operate, what kind of property they bought, their expenses, really began to look under the covers. And through that process, we made connections with one other lifestyle member we felt comfortable with. And so the two of us, Terry, my wife and I, and he and his wife went together and bought a 40-unit apartment complex. So kind of a small one. We needed two of us just to kind of come up with the cash down that we needed. And that was really kind of our stepping stone to be able to continue learning with lifestyles, implement the things we were being taught, kind of implement the best practices that we've seen at other members' apartment complexes. And that really enabled us to kind of get going down the path of investing in apartment complexes. That's kind of really how we first started owning our own apartment complex. And then right around that same time, we got very good friends with a lead investor whom we felt very comfortable with. And we knew we needed to understand how to put together bigger deals with more investors, partnership agreements, financing, and all those things that go into a large apartment complex. So we actually invested as a passive investor, just as kind of a way to get our feet wet on a bigger unit. I think it was 122 units we invested in. And that, being a passive investor, really allowed us to kind of see how to put together a bigger deal. And that's kind of how we got started out.
Let me take you back to that 40-unit apartment community that you bought with another member. What was it about that particular opportunity that caught your eye? I mean, what was that investment going to do for you guys?
Yeah, it was, you know, we looked around quite a few other little apartment complexes. This one was in a good market. It was a property that needed to be fixed up, so kind of a value add, if you will. And we knew if we went in there and kind of fixed up the units, fixed up the outside a little bit, we could begin to charge more rent and then hopefully, you know, get the value up and make a little bit of money off of that property. So it was kind of fit our strategy of buying a value add apartment complex. And when I mean value add, you know, to go in there and make things better, you know, our strategy was the best property at the best price and the best service. And with that, then we could charge a little bit more rent, increase the value. And then when we go to sell it, we can make a lot of money off of it. So that was kind of the strategy. It was kind of interesting that 6 weeks after we bought that apartment complex, it got hit by a hurricane, tore the roofs off. You know, we end up having a large insurance settlement. So we learned a lot about contractors, insurance, kind of, you know, by drinking from a fire hose, you just have to roll up your sleeves. There's no one else that owns that apartment complex that you can lean on. So between the two families, we just figured out how to get that unit back up and operational again. So that was a good learning experience, having to solve some major challenges on that property.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, what it's like to go out and find a great opportunity, get it under contract, buy it, start doing the things that you need to do to improve the overall opportunity, and then whoosh, hurricane shows up, and it's like everything just changed. How long did it take for you guys to remediate that property after that hurricane hit y'all?
Yeah, it was relatively quick. It, you know, when you do it, when you have a major insurance claim, the insurance companies will, they gave us money right away for the roofs, right? So we were able to get a roof out there. It was probably in a matter of weeks to get a new roof on it. And then we had about maybe a dozen units that got impacted. And so then we just brought in some contractors. Since we had money set aside to rehab the units, we used that money to kind of get the property back up and running while we worked insurance claim. And then once we got the insurance proceeds, that kind of replenished the money we had set aside to fix the property up. All in all, it probably took several months, if you will, to get everything kind of back to normal. And then it took a little bit longer to get the insurance settlement just because, you know, it's kind of difficult sometimes working with insurance companies. So it was a good learning experience for us.
How long did you own that apartment community?
We owned it a couple years. You know, we made pretty good return on our investment. I think as cash flow on a monthly basis was probably close to around 15% kind of cash on cash return. And then I think, you know, we probably made, I want to say close to 100% return on our investment when we went to sell it, because we were able to fix it up and make it a much better apartment complex.
Oh, that is good news, Mark. Hey, we're going to break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Mark why he got involved with syndicating apartment communities. You're going to want to hear his answer, so stick around.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I have Mark on with me, and Mark is a very successful real estate investor. He's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for about 13 years, and he's built a very impressive portfolio. And as we were getting ready to go to break, Mark was sharing with us the fact that he had bought a 40-unit apartment community with another member, and they did really well with that property. But I know that Mark didn't stop there. Mark wanted to get involved with syndicating real estate apartment communities. And we're going to just ask him why right now. Mark, why did you want to get involved with syndicating real estate deals?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. It was interesting when my wife and I, Terry and I, attended that first two-day seminar with Dell. We knew that we wanted to become a lead investor. And after, you know, going on numerous road trips and talking to a lot of different lead investors, and even now that we are, you know, a lead investor, it's easier to run a 242-unit property than it is a 40-unit property. And it doesn't sound logical at first, but when you begin to think about it, on a, you know, 200-unit property, you could probably have two people working inside and maybe two or three people working outside. And so you have a team that's dedicated to helping you run that property. And then when you have multiples of these properties, you begin to have, you know, we have upwards of a staff of almost 30 people working for us now. And so it begins to be a little bit easier the bigger the apartment complex, at least around a 200-unit one. And so in order for us to buy an apartment complex, say a 242-unit apartment complex, we needed to have some investors to help us out. And that does two things. It gives the passive investors a good place to invest their money for a good return. Plus, it also enables us to get a much bigger apartment complex. And so that was one of the primary reasons why we wanted to syndicate these deals. Now, at first, when we first joined, we didn't have any of the experience to do this. And so that's when we get back to the mentoring, the training, the other like-minded investors we were able to network with that really gave us the knowledge and confidence to move on to a bigger unit. And let me just walk you through one real quick, Al. So by the time we bought, I think it might have been our third or fourth deal, it was a 242-unit apartment complex. My wife and I did like a 30-minute tour of the property with the broker. We walked around the property, walked to the office, and maybe saw one or two units. And with our knowledge of the market, knowledge of the prices of the properties in that area, I mean, we just stood, literally, we stood on the sidewalk in front of the office. I told the broker, with an agreement with my wife, I said, let's get this property under contract. And so within 24 hours, we had a letter of intent to buy this apartment complex. And it was interesting, when we put out this apartment complex to our list of potential investors, you know, within 24 hours, we had about 23 people signed up to invest in this apartment complex. So it was just a really easy process to follow once we had all that training and experience behind us.
So how much money did you raise from your partner investors to get into that first deal?
Yeah, we raised, this is the one that, this is 242 units, and we raised, I believe, about $2.1 million. And I think it was, maybe it was $2.3 million, and it was about 20-some-odd investors, maybe 22 investors. This is one that was a value-add property. And when I say that, we knew we needed to fix up the units and then also kind of fix up the outside of the property a little bit. We spent about $1.3 million to rehab the property. And within the first 2 years of operations, so we did a cash-out refinance. So the first 2 years, we returned back to our investors about 175% of their money, or about $4.7 million returned back to our partners. And because we did such a good job on this, we followed kind of the lifestyle plan, lifestyle model, the best property at the best price with the best service. When we had the National Apartment Association and the Houston Apartment Association picked this property as Owner of the Year and Property of the Year, respectively. And we just felt really good that we're able to give our investors such a good return on investment. The place that the residents live now is much better. It's safer. There's better accommodation, better units. We just feel better that we have a better community because of following the lifestyle model and returning such a good return back to our investors. So it's been a really good property so far. It's interesting that we, as you think about this, we still own the property. So the investors probably still have about 200 to 300% equity in the deal. So when we go to sell this property, they'll get probably another 200 to 300% return on their investment. Plus, on a quarterly basis, on average, we return back to investors about right around 12 to 14% cash on cash return on an annualized basis, just from operations, if you will. So it's just been a home run hit for us. It's just a good example of the model. Business model that lifestyle teaches on how to make a lot of money in real estate.
So what is your exit strategy for that particular property?
Yeah, we put a new loan on it several years ago, and I think we have a few more years to go on it before it matures. And so what we'll do is we'll get the partners together, and we'll probably make one of two decisions, either sell the property and give everybody's money back, or even potentially refinance a property and then give, you know, a good chunk of the money back to the investors. So I think in about maybe 3 years, something like that, we'll have a partnership meeting and kind of make that decision. In the meantime, on a quarterly basis, we hand out distributions, you know, the averaging about, like I mentioned, about 12 to 14% cash on cash return. I think year to date, it's well over 200% return we've given back to our investors on this deal. So, you know, needless to say, the investors are very, very excited and very happy with the performance on this deal.
I would think so. I absolutely would think so. I mean, you know, I'm running the numbers through my mind, and I'm thinking if I gave you, I don't know, $100,000 to it, and I had the opportunity to be in this deal, you've already given me back $175,000. Plus, I'm getting, you know, anywhere from $12,000 to $14,000 a year in the quarterly distributions. And in the future, depending on whether you sell it or you refinance it, there's even more money coming back to me. And the neat thing is, I don't have anything invested. But I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about another deal that Mark did. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm having a conversation with Mark, and Mark is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's been a member since 2007. And, you know, he's had the opportunity to see what I would consider a real estate cycle actually come to fruition. I mean, he became a member before all the markets kind of imploded back in 2008. And so he's seen the good days, he's seen the decline, and he's seen real estate come back from that decline. So Mark, the question I have is, where do you think real estate is positioned to go in the future? Does your crystal ball work? Because mine doesn't.
You know, that's a good question. I wish I had a good crystal ball. I think, though, that real estate is one of those solid investments that if you're looking for a good investment, you know, and I think apartments are probably one of the better ones out there. Single-family home and duplexes are also really good as well. But let's just kind of stick with apartments. If I'm looking to buy or to even invest as a passive, if it's a good property with kind of a good story or a good strategy behind it in a good market, there's always going to be a need for an apartment complex, apartment community for people to live in. I think as long as, you know, if I just kind of focus on Houston a little bit, since that's where I live, you know, as Houston continues to grow, as people continue to move here, there will always be a need for a good, reliable, a nice, safe place for people to live. You know, maybe they're transitioning from moving here to living in an apartment for a while and then moving off into a single family, you know, buying a single family home. But as long as there's continued growth, as long as the economy is relatively good, there's always going to be a need in our opinion, for a good apartment complex. And the strategy and the lessons we've learned from Lifestyles is to, you know, the kind of simply put, we look for a good apartment complex and a good submarket, and then work to make it the best product at the best price with the best service. And whenever we've done that on all of our deals, we've made a lot of money. We've made a better place for people to live, hence they want to stay there. Or as they're moving into Houston, they're looking for the best place they can afford, and so they tend to want to move to places like ours. And I think it's just a business model that's, you know, to continue to grow, go forward. Even with the ups and downs in the market cycle, people still need a place to live. And we just want to offer the best place at the best money for those people to live.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got the model all dialed in, and you should. I mean, you've gone through the education, you've put the education into practice, you've surrounded yourself with like-minded individuals that keep you focused on the objective, and, you know, based on the information you sent me, you're pretty much knocking it out of the park. So the question I have, Mark, is with all of the different real estate transactions that you've achieved, which one was your favorite and why?
I would probably say that our biggest success was one that my wife did. Now, all the ladies who might be listening, I think there's a lot to be said by one of the ladies in the audience really being able to do that on her own. I mean, I was working for corporate America. We were in a partnership that was kind of right when the economy back in 2008 or 2000, maybe it was 2009 when the economy started to really go south. The lead over this property, the 202 unit property, wasn't really following the Lifestyles model, was kind of distracted. I think his wife had some health problems and just wasn't really keeping his eye on the ball, you know, for various reasons. And my wife really stepped up. We stepped up as a couple and got the partnership to agree to let us take over. When I say we, it was really my wife. And she was just a brilliant, hardworking, just followed the lifestyle model to a T, used her mentors, the training. She took this 202-unit apartment complex that was kind of heading for the ditches and turn it around. And to date, we've given back to our partners well over 200% return on their investment, which is about $5-6 million we give them back to our partners. Partners still have about 200-300% equity in the deal. And so it's just been one of those really success stories that I really contribute to my wife really making it happen, because I was still working at corporate America at the time.
What were some of the things that she needed to do in order to reposition that asset?
Yeah, good question. You know, she had brought down Lifestyles members to the property, and I remember the first thing they told her she needed to do was get rid of the manager at the property. This manager had been there for a long, long time. And, you know, having worked in corporate America, I had hired and fired lots and lots of people, but she had never fired anybody before. And so we kind of talked through how you might go about doing that. And I think that was one of her toughest decisions she had to do, was to go in there, sit down with this lady who had been at this property for years and years and years, and let her know that we needed to make a change. And so kind of started with that tough decision, following the lifestyle mentoring recommendations, and then getting some contractors in there to fix up a couple units, getting some better service team members in there. And it just kind of, you know, one step after the next. And next thing you know, occupancy is getting better. We're getting more rents, you know, we're getting a better property that's looking better. And it just kind of went from there. And it just had a great success.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool that Terry was able to pull that off and do great work, to be honest with you. You know, and I think that's what all of us want when we're investing in real estate. We want to be a part of a team that is functional and is doing the right things. And when, you know, when maybe something isn't going right, it's always nice that because we come from a community of like-minded individuals, there's potentially somebody there that can step in and pick up the reins and do the great work that needs to be done. It sounds like that's exactly what Terry did.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes to show, just because, you know, you might have a property that's in trouble, if you do the right things, you can turn them around, because real estate is, if you do the right things, is a great business model. And, you know, we've since brought on our son-in-law, Jake, and, you know, he's kind of doing our day-to-day operations now across all of our properties. And again, he's just another one of those assets we have that just makes our lives so much easier, so much better, and makes it so much better for our investors on their return on their investment to have the right people in place.
So what does the future look like for you and your family?
Yeah, for Terry and I personally, you know, we have this amazing lifestyle. It couldn't have happened without Lifestyle Unlimited. And we're looking to continue to grow. I think for us personally, for Terry and I personally, we're probably going to do a little bit more passive investments. We'd rather have, you know, the money come into the mailbox and invest with people like our son-in-law and other, you know, successful leads within Lifestyles, so that we can really, really just sit back and enjoy the fruits of our labor. And it's really, you know, Terry and I mentioned this to each other a few days ago, that we would not have the lifestyle that we have if it hadn't been for a Lifestyles Unlimited and this real estate investment. So it's just really been a blessing to us.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, at the root of everybody's story is the decision to show up and attend one of our free workshops. Also, we call those the one days, and everything starts there. Hey, Mark, we're at the end of the show, and I want to say thank you very much for being on the show with me today. I learned a lot from you. I know the audience did too. And if you want to get started, just like Mark did, just like I did, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.